Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. At the 2023 Ministerial Conference, Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Flurry frequently emphasized that the ministers apply what they learned. He repeatedly said that taking notes is not enough. And this really stuck out to me because Mr. Flurry was reminding the ministry of the need to take action. Now, the ministry's entire life is about living God's way and then inspiring other people to do the same. And yet, even the ministry needs to be reminded to take action, to put God's word into practice, not just feel good about ourselves as we listen to spiritually uplifting lectures all day long for 5 days. Now, for us to take action is very difficult. To do what God says to do instead of what we want to do is an extreme challenge. So God gives us the vision. He shows us the end goal so that we will be motivated to change, so that we will be fired up to fight. Notice 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3, show us a vision of the second coming of Jesus Christ, and how when Jesus Christ returns as a glorious, radiant, brilliant God being, we shall be like him. We humans who are obeying God today, who are part of God's church today and doing his work today, will be transformed into gods when Jesus Christ returns. We shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. But the point is, if Jesus Christ is a God and we are going to become gods, we must go the same route that he took. And Jesus Christ had to suffer. He had to conquer the devil. He had to drive out any thought of sin. For him, even committing one sin in 33 and a half years was not an option. Just as Christ conquered the devil, so must we. Just as Christ drove out human nature, so must we. Just as Christ was pure, so must we become pure. We must conquer our carnal minds that are naturally hostile toward God. Romans 8, verse 7. Again, this is extremely hard to do. And yet, God is very helpful and he tells us how to do it. Mr. Flurry wrote a an incredible booklet, The Soldier's Field Manual, which is titled How to Be an Overcomer. Chapter 7 is titled Offensive Warfare. This is how to defeat the devil. Now, I was really impressed by not just what Mr. Fleury said about taking our notes from the ministerial conference and applying those in our lives, but I was also impressed by how much all the other speakers talked about fighting as well. It was a common theme of the lectures that we heard. 18 lectures in 5 days, really around 30 hours of instruction from various ministers. And this theme kept recurring over and over again that we must fight. We'll survey a few of these things that we heard at the conference. We'll also look here at this incredible chapter in How to Be an Overcomer. On page 94 of this booklet, which you can get for free at thetrumpet.com, Mr. Fleury quotes Winston Churchill, who said, "The offensive is 3 or 4 times as hard as passively enduring from day to day. It therefore requires all possible help in early stages. Nothing is easier than to smother it in the cradle. Yet here, perhaps, lies safety." Churchill was saying that it's hard to go on the offensive, but this is the only way to win. And only through absolute victory can you be safe. It's hard to do it, but you have to do it to ensure your own survival. On page 95, Mr. Fleury comments on this. "This principle applies to Christians and to the church. The Bible has much to say about offensive warfare." Now, while it is very important that we all fight, we also must realize that God deserves all the credit whenever we win. Whenever we fight in this spiritual war and obtain victories, we must praise God for those and ask Him for more victories and stack victory upon victory, never stopping, because our adversary, the devil, never stops. Here's something that Mr. Fleury mentioned at the conference, and this was in his third lecture. It was in his second lecture at the conference. If I can just find it here. Yes. Mr. Fleury pointed out that we humans cannot conquer sin at all. We are completely helpless when lined up across from our adversary, the devil. Now, just think about how powerful the devil really is, how easily he manipulated and deceived Eve, who then went on and led her own husband, Adam, astray as well. Right there in Genesis chapter 3. Easy work for the devil to derail the first human beings. And notice John 8 verse 44. "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." That's John 8 verse 44. And Mr. Fleury at the conference asked us the question, can you conquer this? This devil, this father of lies and murder, who is causing the entire world to be ravaged by lies and murder. Can you conquer this? Really? Even Jesus Christ himself said he could do nothing alone. Jesus Christ himself said he needed God's help constantly while he was a human on this earth. You can see that in John 5 and verse 30. It really does require God on our side, fighting our battles for us. And yet, the fact remains that we must fight. So the fighting just means that we are doing everything we possibly can to obey God, to submit to God, to submit our rebellious human will to God's will, and fulfill God's purpose for us in our lives. We have to submit to God and rely on his power, the Holy Spirit, to win those battles for us. And it takes a lot of prayer, a lot of Bible study. If we really fear God and realize that he is watching, that will affect the way we behave ourselves each day. It will even affect the thoughts we allow to stick around in our minds. But God is the one who does the conquering. He's the one who wins those battles, and that's why we give him credit when this takes place. But we still must fight. That is absolutely crucial to the Christian life. On page 96 of How to Be an Overcomer, Mr. Fleury writes, "If you are not eager to fight, you are going to lose crucial battles. God is looking for people who are eager to do battle and go on the offensive." So, that is the mindset we need. We need to be propelled by the vision. That future of becoming spirit-born sons of God, inhabiting and beautifying the entire universe. That's what we must be thinking about every day. And if you haven't gotten a copy of Our Awesome Universe Potential by Mr. Joel Hilliker, please take advantage of that. Go to thetrumpet.com. Get yourself a free copy of Our Awesome Universe Potential and be inspired. Understand the vast immensity of the universe, how much is really out there, and how God plans to give it all to us. I mean, I think sometimes we don't quite grasp how awesome it really is going to be to live as gods. To actually be able to zip back and forth throughout the universe in a split second, when we would never be able to see the entire universe by human means of transportation. As gods, we'll be all over the place in a flash. We'll be everywhere at once. It will be absolutely awe-inspiring. And if you ever get bored in this life, trust me, you will not be getting bored in the next life, because there won't be just one world. If you think you've discovered all there is to keep you interested on this planet, think about inhabiting trillions of planets. How could you ever get bored with trillions of unique planets full of unique individuals? So many new friends to make and people to teach. Remember, that's the vision we need. That's the focus we need every day. That is what will make us eager to fight every day against the devil, against our carnal human nature, against this sick society around us. We have to be eager. It can't be a slog every day where we are struggling to get out of bed. We have to catch the vision. That's the only way we can stay in the fight. This is backed up by a quote from page 97 of How to Be an Overcomer. Winston Churchill said that the great principle of warfare, or going on the offensive, is doing it wholeheartedly. If going on the offensive is three or four times harder, you need to be wholehearted. If you are not, then when you get out on the battlefield, you will begin to hesitate. And you're going to get slaughtered physically and spiritually. You see, it is a spiritual war. God's armor is described in Ephesians chapter 6, as is our adversary, the evil spirit realm, Satan, and millions of demons. We have to put on our spiritual armor every day through prayer, Bible study, meditation, obedience. The recommended 10 times a year of fasting, even fellowship with God's people. These are all ways to put on God's armor and fight. And we must do it wholeheartedly. Morale in warfare is essential. We need high morale. That's actually the subject of one of the ministerial conference lectures we heard this year by Mr. Brad McDonald. And Mr. McDonald quoted a coworker letter by Mr. Fleury back in 2007, where Mr. Fleury said that high morale is perhaps the best sign that we are winning our battles. You see, if we're winning all the time, how can we be sad? How can we be frustrated or grumpy? How can we be angry about anything if we're winning all the time? Of course, we're going to have high morale when we're winning our battles, when we're obeying God, when we're submitting to God, when we're letting Him fight for us, when we have the limitless universe vision in mind. Mr. McDonald, in his lecture, also talked about the Overcomer booklet, how Mr. Fleury said that high morale in warfare means winning three battles where you would otherwise win just one. Do you want to win triple the victories? You have to use God's Holy Spirit. You have to take on God's mind by the power of God's Holy Spirit and use that power and let God work good works through you, working His good works, not human works, through you. In the Overcomer booklet, Mr. Fleury talks about how Napoleon Bonaparte's presence on the battlefield made a difference of 40,000 men. This great, legendary French general who understood the importance of high morale, who spent time with his soldiers, who ate with them, who joked with them, who valued them, who made them realize that their lives mattered and that they were fighting for something important. His presence made a difference of 40,000 men. And Mr. McDonald asked us in his lecture at the conference, what's your number? How many extra warriors do you bring to services and church activities? And he really emphasized how ministers need to boost the morale of the brethren. We need to cause people to rejoice. We need to put a smile on everyone's face and make them feel comfortable, make them feel happy to be there. Napoleon was known for fighting mentally just as much as he fought physically. And it really is about mental warfare, spiritual warfare. What's going on in the mind? What are we thinking about? What is our approach? Are we excited? These are things we always need to examine. Even when we have trials and even when we face setbacks, Churchill suffered a massive setback in World War I. where his strategy, his brilliant Dardanelles strategy, failed, but not because of how great the strategy was, just the execution was flawed. And Churchill was fired for this as a result. On page 99 of How to Be an Overcomer, Mr. Fleury writes, Churchill really had his trials in World War I. God was preparing him for World War II. Today, you and I experience problems and trials. God puts us through those in order to prepare us for greater battles ahead. He knows what he is doing. You see, that's part of letting God fight for us. We must follow him wherever he leads. He knows what he is doing. And he will help us have high morale. Now, going on the offensive is absolutely crucial in warfare. We heard another lecture at the ministerial conference by Mr. Wick Hirma. And he talked about the example of the Americans fighting against the Viet Cong communists in the Vietnam War, and how the Americans had a finite mindset. The Americans assumed that as long as they kept on beating the Vietnamese communists in these skirmishes, that eventually the communists would stop attacking. Eventually, America would win. And so America went ahead and won pretty much every battle of the Vietnam War. But they had a finite mindset. They limited themselves. They thought, surely our enemy will stop at some point and we won't have to fight forever. Meanwhile, the communists were willing to fight forever. Mr. Hirma said, you can't win as a finite player. You will expend all your energy and resources to win until finally you give up. Understand Satan, his objectives, and his tactics. He thinks very differently than us about time and winning and losing. Counter his attacks with an infinite mindset. And that's just something that we all need, an infinite mindset where we just set our minds right now that we will never quit, no matter what, no matter how many times or in how many different ways the devil attacks us. Decide right now that you will never give in. You will never stop fighting. It can't even be an option to give up. Have that infinite mindset. Go on the offensive. Attack the devil before he can attack you. Chase him away. Cause him to flee, as it says in James 4, verse 7. Don't huddle in fear, wondering where Satan will strike next. Take decisive action. Based on God's law, you know what is right based on what the Bible says. Just take action. Go out and attack your problems, your weaknesses, your sins. Go on the offensive with that infinite mindset. And you will win. With God's help, you will win. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.